Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. Oh, I love this podcast. I love recording for you guys and just sharing all the amazing divine downloads that the Lord gifts me with for this podcast. So right now, today, on this moment, I'm feeling that we need to have a conversation about how to bend time by being intentional with your time. And I know the time is a precious commodity and we would all love to get more of it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you could just be like, hey, Lord, I'm not quite finished with my day yet. Can I just get an extra, you know, hour or two today? Like, wouldn't that be nice if that was possible? I know myself personally as a new mom and just getting back into my business and trying to juggle all the things, learning to be a homemaker and a wife and just all the things, I'm constantly going, oh, if only I had more time. So that is where I have learned to be more intentional with my time. And oh my goodness, you guys, it has changed my life. And I'm so excited to share with you today how you can make the most of your time by being intentional with how you're using it. So we're going to explore that today. And I'm so excited because when I learned to do this, I'm not kidding when I say it changed my life. Like, I look at my day and I get more done in 1 hour than I would normally get done in a day. Like, it's crazy. Anyways, I could go on a tangent about that. So we're just going to zip it right there and we are going to jump right in here. All right. So to start today's episode, what I wanted to say is just being intentional with your time. It means making that conscious decision to use your time in a way that aligns with your values and aligns with your goals. And you know what that looks like for you. You know what your priorities are. You know what you want your life to look like. You know what you want your mornings to look like, your evenings, your, you know, after school pickup, your dinner time. You know what you want that to look like. You know what you want your, even just your mornings with your breakfast times and your go, get ready, get to school, do all the things, you know what you want it to look like. So being intentional and making those conscious decisions on how you want to use your time within, you know, being aligned with your values and your goals is going to be a huge game changer for you guys. So what that means is just taking control of your time instead of letting it control you. Being intentional with your time, it requires a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot, you guys. Like, especially if, you know, being intentional with your time isn't something that you normally would consciously do. It's something like, I know a lot of my listeners have ADHD, so you are just being pulled in so many directions and you find yourself starting a task and you're like, oh, I'm going to go get this done this morning. And then you turn around and you're like, oh, but I forgot to do this. And then you start doing that. And then you start doing that. And then you're like, oh no, I'm running out of time. I need to go get this done. And you just go from task to task, task to task, and you never get anything done. So being intentional with your time requires a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. And it is possible. You can do it. You are capable. You just have to have that innate desire to want to shift, to want to change, to learn to adapt into being intentional with your time. You can do it. You're capable. You're just as capable as I am today. you're as capable as, you know, Susie next door and Sally down the road. Why does everyone always use Susie and Sally? What is with the name Susie and Sally? Have you ever noticed that? Anyways, when it comes to bending time, being intentional with your time can be it can be that essential factor in your success. And what I mean by that is, like, prioritizing your tasks is a big one. When you're doing your business, you know, do you have those set tasks for the day? Okay, I am going to sit down on my computer. I have 1 hour to work. What do I need to get done? Boom, 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 boom. Like, you should know right off the bat what it is that you do. When you start your workday with your business, do you have those set tasks? Do you know, okay, when I start my business shift, the first thing I do is I check my emails. I check my emails. I check my messages. Okay, that's done. Check, check, check. Okay, my next task. I'm going to follow up with my follow-ups for the day. Check, check, check. I'm going to check my calendar for the day. See what I have for today. Check. Okay, like, you should know what it is that you have to do for that day. And that's going to be huge with learning to adapt to a schedule with your business so that you can have more time to yourself, have more time to your day by knowing what it is that you need to get done and being intentional and, like, solely focused on those tasks at hand so that you know you have all that extra time. As an individual, it's natural to have, you know, a million things you'd like to achieve, but sometimes you may feel insufficient with the energy to do all of that. Like, we're not Energizer bunnies, you guys. It'd be nice if we were, but I mean, we only have so much energy and so much time that we can give. And when you start to prioritize your time on things that are important to you, this can help you get more done in way, way, way less time, which is going to give you that sense of accomplishment and control over your time, over your day. When I text my husband during the day and I'm like, you're never gonna believe how much I just got done. Like, our daughter is napping, and you know what I did? I got the dishes done. I unloaded the dishwasher. I washed a load of dishes. I hand mopped the floor. I baked some bread. The list of things just keeps growing. And it's like, how is that humanly possible to get that done? But it's because I'm being intentional with my time. I'm going, okay, I'm going to solely focus on this task, and this task is going to get done. And you know when you get that amazing, incredible dopamine release and you're like, oh, I feel so good right now. Like, I feel on top of the world. Oh my gosh, I can do anything. Yeah, that's what happens when you start being intentional with your time, guys. Just forewarning you, you're going to get, like, super high on dopamine here. And it's going to help you prioritize your tasks, going to help you achieve, like, the million things that you want to get done. But anyways, getting off track here. So being intentional with your time, it's going to help you with avoiding distractions. We all know how easy it is to get distracted in this, you know, in social media and the constant notifications. And by being intentional, you're going to be able to eliminate those distractions and focus on that task at hand. You're not going to be worried about, you know, what's going on social media and, you know, those notifications, because hopefully you have them disabled and you're zoned in on what you're doing. But most of us don't have that. Let's be honest. Most of us don't have that. But when you're avoiding those distractions because you're being intentional, like, for example, while you're doing something and your phone goes off and you're like, okay, if it was important, they would have phoned me. This text message, it can wait, because right now I am doing this task. I am doing this task. When I'm done this task, I will check my phone. Like, start being that intentional with your time, because as soon as we get distracted, that's it. It's game over. It's totally game over. Like, you're done. You're out of the game. You're done. Your chances are you're not going back to that task. Like, chances are you are done. You're done. I mean, if you're not done, props to you. I'm not like that. If I get distracted, I'm gone. I'm a goner. But That's why I'm learning to be more intentional with my time, and why I hope that you can be more intentional with your time too, because there's so many things that we want to do, and we can do it when we start bending that time and learning to be intentional. You create more time. And yeah, you heard that right. By being intentional with your time, you can create more time. Obviously, it's not literal sense, but you create more time because you prioritize the things that you're doing. And when you prioritize your time on the things that are important to you, you're able to identify tasks that are time wasting and you eliminate them. Like, for example, checking my notifications on my phone, flipping through. I don't know if you guys do this, but I used to find myself, I would check Instagram, no notifications. Okay, I'm going to check Facebook, no notifications. And I go back to Instagram, no notification. Like, I would just go back and forth and back and forth. And that's because our brain is seeking that dopamine, by the way. That's because our brain is like, hey, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? And we're like constantly in that, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And we get distracted by that. And our body's craving that dopamine is basically what's happening right there. But anyways, getting distracted again, going back. But when you are prioritizing your time on things that are important to you, you're going to identify tasks that are time wasting. You're going to eliminate them. We're going to get rid of them. Like, they're gone. You're going to free up more time for you to basically focus on the things that matter. And whether that is, your business or personal life, your relationship, your friendships, your social life, like whatever it is, you're going to have more time to do the things that you love because you have learned to be more intentional. You've set those boundaries with yourself where it's like, hey, no, this is not important. I'm putting it down. I can deal with it later. Right now, this is where I want to focus my time. And when you're bending time, it's possible just because you're being intentional. You're prioritizing your tasks, you're avoiding distractions, you're eliminating those time-wasting activities. You're able to achieve way more in less time, and you're able to create more time just because you have that sense of control over your time. So anyways, I feel like I could talk about this forever because it's literally changed my life, you guys. Like, it's changed my freaking life. And it's insane just how something so simple as just setting those boundaries with yourself by being intentional with what it is that you're doing right now in this moment. It's insane how much more time you have in your life and just how more beautiful your life becomes just by making this one simple shift of being intentional. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. We went way over than I would like, but it's just such a fun topic to talk about. So anyways, thank you for listening this week. If you found this episode helpful, please, 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 please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share it with your friends. Maybe someone else needs to learn to bend time. Maybe there are new moms who are struggling and were like, ah, so many things, like I was. Maybe they need to hear this. Maybe you have a family member, someone, like, share it, spread the love. The more, the merrier. And that is all I have for you guys. So God bless you. And I will see you around for next week for our next topic. Love you guys. God bless. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.